I feel amazingly and joyfully wealthy. Imagine me suddenly being able to start a sentence with, "Those Cuban toadies I saw on my second trip to Cuba," or "That 3 days I was on a boat in the Dry Tortugas," or "Now, when I was in Guyana." I went into that trip thinking if I was lucky, I might see close to 100 lifers. I figured 80 would be more realistic. Well, I was very lucky. I came home with 114. Noah Stricker himself, who in 2015 set the world record for the most species seen in a single year, 6,042, visiting 42 countries and all 7 continents, got over 40 lifers on this trip, more than he's ever had on a single trip since his amazing big year. Yep, I came home feeling very wealthy. The goals I set for this trip were pretty bold. As far as lifers, I badly wanted to see a rufous crabhawk, a jabiru stork, and a Guyanan cock of the rock. I got all three along with the beautiful, critically endangered sun parakeet. I wanted to get at least a few good photos of Hwatzans and ended up with dozens, and I yearned to get a glimpse at a giant anteater, a mammal I've been fixated on since I read the A volumes of our family's encyclopedia as a little girl. I was satisfied when we got a distant look in the twilight early one morning, but then, whoa, a few days later, we saw one rooting about for food close to the road at midday. When I turned on my computer after I got home on Sunday, all these recent experiences flooding my mind and heart, my computer's wallpaper showed a stunning white tern I'd photographed in Hawaii last year on the trip Russ and I made just 2 months after my mastectomy. At the moment I took that photo, I was thrilled to be alive at all, much less seeing so many stunning birds in such a faraway place. And then, while I was getting organized to start downloading photos to my computer, my screensaver kicked in. It's set to randomly show pictures from a folder I call Best Photos, which at this very moment has 3,510 pictures before I've even added any from the Dry Tortugas or Guyana. The first photo to randomly pop up was of the EEV Russ and I saw together after that same Hawaii birding tour was over, and we were enjoying a last few days on our own before heading home. Then up popped a photo from 2015 of the chickadee who'd had a deformed bill and was missing the 3 front toes on 1 foot. The elongated bill tips broke off when the winter was over, but his toe loss was permanent. This picture wasn't from the winter I hand-fed him live mealworms whenever he looked into my office window. It was taken more than a year later when he successfully raised a nest full of babies who were about to fledge. How grateful and rich I felt remembering the lovely moment when I found out he had not just survived that difficult winter, but was thriving. But even as I savored that photo, up popped another one. My screensaver is set to display each photo for 5 seconds. There was one of the bristle-thighed curlew Russ and I saw in Nome in 2022, then one of a magnolia warbler I photographed when my son Tom and I were working on a breeding bird atlas spot north of Duluth, a piping plover chick nestled against one parent that I photographed with my friend Lori Gilman in Maine, then one of a pair of sandhill cranes I saw near Brinson Park in Kissimmee, Florida, with Russ and my son Joe. Then one of Bibi, my banded pileated woodpecker. Then some pigeons sitting in my box elder, a gray crowned crane in Uganda. Then one that wasn't my own shot. It was a photo my son-in-law took of me and baby Walter looking out my office window at a chickadee. I think wealth is having everything you truly need, a place to call home and enough money to keep yourself and your family healthy and happy, with enough extra to accumulate experiences, big or little, at home or away, that you can savor forever. The one and only time I ever visited a financial planner, he offhandedly remarked that spending money on travel was a complete waste. What do you have to show for all the money you blew on a trip except for a few cheap souvenirs? He said the point of having money beyond your basic needs was to invest it, to accumulate more wealth. But that need to accumulate more and more is precisely the route to dissatisfaction. The rich man isn't the one who has the most. He is the one who wants the least. The truly rich take joy and satisfaction with what we already have, sharing our lives, experiences, and what money we have managed to accumulate, because sharing is joyful, not a clever means to a tax break. What good is a fortune if the point is just to make it ever bigger? So I'm looking at my screensaver. A beautiful barnyard rooster just popped up, and now a winter wren singing away, and feeling very, very fortunate indeed. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.